Hi, today we are going to learn about fall. What is fall? It is to go deviate from the creation. Originally, you know, there is a way that we should have lived, but then we went astray from that path. This is called sin. So this world and the human, there is a way for us to walk. So God therefore gave us this time, but then man fell because man have this free will to make a decision. But then why did God give man this free will? Not because he wants us to fall, but because of love. For example, you know, if we want to have a loving relationship with a baby, even though the baby is powerless, we cannot treat him or her recklessly. In order to receive love from the baby, we need to give him this freedom. The premise of love is a free will. That is how we can love and also be fruitful and grow in number. So God is the one who gives us this freedom. That is why we could love others. However, men with this free will also could fall into danger because they can choose to walk the path of love, also the path of fall. Therefore, so it's like a father when he puts a fence around the fireplace and puts a sign saying, cautious, it's hot. Just as he puts a sign, you know, God gave us the command for man to keep. This commandment was not given to oppress us, but rather it was given to us to protect us. It is love. In Genesis chapter 3, we see how man fell. But in the previous chapter, Genesis 2, we see the commandment was given saying, do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But then evil deceives us saying that that commandment is an oppression. Even it's same for nowadays and today, that devil deceives us saying that church and the word of God is oppression. You have your own freedom, so you can do whatever it pleases you. Did really God say that you cannot eat from the tree? As if the devil is saying that God is the oppressor. And as if he's the one who gives us the freedom. So he's deceiving. So the devil is causing dissension between God and Eve. And now he's also saying to her that you can also, so your eyes can be opened and be like God. In other words, he's putting arrogance in her. So when this arrogance enters men, now what happens? The men think that they can live on their own without God. But then men were not created in this way. When you look at the father and a child, the word the father and a child, it already implies that the father has a child. There is no child without a father. Also, there is no father without a child. Because that word already implies that they have a father and a child. So that is a relation, that is also a relationship with us and God, which is inseparable. So man cannot live independently without God. But then devil lies that we can become strong. He's saying that we can open our eyes and see like God. What he's trying to do is to break the relationship with God. So thus, like that, when the arrogance enters us, when the relationship between God is broken, then from then on, man will commit a sin. And devil knows it very well. As long as this arrogant heart enters man, you know, the devil will just put his arms across and just watch man commit a sin. Because when the relationship with God is broken, then this fall is destined. Because in man, there is this absolute reliance. There is this heart that they want to depend on something. This is how they were created. With this heart, we need to come before God. But then if we don't go to Him, then this heart, this empty heart is not filled with God. Then, in order to fill it up, man will diligently try to find entertainment that could please them. The idols. The idol is trying to fill the empty hearts, not with God, but with something else. In Romans chapter 1, the first idol is sexual immorality, and all the unrighteousness and ugly sins will follow. So when men are distant from God, then they will search for idols and continue to sin or sorts of sins. And behind all those sins, there is this hidden arrogance, which is the root of the sin. And Genesis chapter 3, and when Adam fell, then through that, the whole humanity fell into the sin of world. If we do not know the root of the sin, and if we want to fight just seeing the outwardly phenomenon, this fight will be endless, because the leaves will continue to grow back from the root. So for us, we need to see the Lord, who are in very nature of God, but taking the nature of servant who lowered himself and who even died in obedience. Before him, we need to examine ourselves. And the arrogance in us, is not obvious. Sometimes we cannot recognize it. But then arrogance equals disobedience. This is the heart that not wanting to obey. And this heart of disobedience is rather easy to recognize. In other words, this heart is an arrogant heart. So this humble heart is what we need. So that instead of living our life separate from God, but with love and faith in the Lord, we should live a world of unity. Let us pray. Dear loving Father, who are full of grace, we thank you. We wish to know the devil who is causing dissension between you and us, but with this, also with this humility, may you lead us so that we could long for your love. We thank you. In Jesus' name we prayed.